Have you ever stopped to wonder just for a second how much subtle information your brain is processing all the time? I mean, just to understand what someone really means in a conversation, the glances, the tone, it's pretty amazing. Today on the Deep Dive, we're getting into a really fascinating study. It shines a light on social cognition, specifically looking at people with a rare condition called agenesis of the corpus callosum. ACC for short.
Right, and ACC basically means that the main connection, the sort of information highway between the left and right sides of the brain, the corpus callosum, it's either not fully formed or it's missing entirely. What's really key about this study we're discussing by Sovington and colleagues is that it focuses on high-functioning individuals, people with normal intelligence. We're looking at quite subtle social differences here.
Okay, so let's dive in. The researchers knew that folks with ACC, even with normal IQs, sometimes have these, well, slight difficulties in social situations. So how did they actually measure that?
They used three main tools. Two were more traditional, you could say. Paper and pencil tests, the happy theory of mind stories, and the adult faux pas test. Written scenarios, basically.
And what did those show?
Well, this is what's so interesting on those tests. No significant difference between the ACC group and the controls.
Really?
Yeah. It suggests, you know, if you give them enough time and it's not too dynamic, they can figure out mental states and social slip-ups just fine.
Okay, so the static written tests were okay, but then there is the third test, the TACIT, TEMS Awareness of Social Inference test. That sounds more...
Exactly. And that's where things got really illuminating. The TACIT uses videos, short clips of social interactions, much more like real life.
Okay, more dynamic.
Much more. And overall, the individuals with ACC performed significantly worse on a TACIT. The differences really popped out here.
And the TACIT itself had different parts, didn't it? What kind of things did it test?
It did. So part one was about recognizing emotions from facial expressions, tone of voice, you know, the whole picture. And they were less accurate there, especially with negative emotions.
Okay.
Then part two looked at sarcasm. And here they showed this bias towards taking things literally.
So they'd miss the sarcasm.
Often, yes. They actually scored better on sincere statements, but worse on sarcastic ones.
Yeah.
Particularly something called paradoxical sarcasm. That's where the statement only makes sense if it's sarcastic, like saying lovely weather in a hurricane.
Right, that makes sense. Ties into other research about non-literal language, yeah.
Exactly. Humor, figurative language. It seems connected.
But you said the biggest difference was in part three, complex social interactions.
Oh, definitely. That was the most striking finding. The gap was really wide there.
Yeah.
Many people with ACC scored two standard deviations or more below the control group, a really significant difference.
Wow. So what was so challenging about part three specifically?
It seems to be about integration, pulling together lots of different cues, what people are saying, how they're saying it, body language, the situation, what happened before, and doing it all quickly.
Was it harder to read, like, visual cues or verbal cues? Did the study tease that apart?
It did, and this is crucial. They found a particular difficulty with interpreting textual cues.
Textual cues? You mean the words being spoken?
Yes, the information embedded in the dialogue itself, or information you had to remember from an earlier part of the video conversation.
Mm.
That seemed harder for them than interpreting the purely visual stuff, like body language within a single scene.
Huh. So connecting the spoken words across time or context was the bigger hurdle.
It seems so. Mm-hmm. Especially carrying that verbal context across different scenes in the videos.
Okay, so if we try to, you know, pull this all together, what does it tell us? It's not about intelligence, right?
No, not general intelligence. The deficits seem to be more about the process. Difficulty integrating multiple sources of information rapidly. Challenges using those paralinguistic cues, tone, body language, to understand emotion. And that difficulty with non-literal meaning, like sarcasm. It's about handling that fast-moving, complex stream of social data.
And did the study offer any ideas about why this happens? Why does not having that corpus callosum lead to these specific issues?
Yeah, they touched on two main theories. One is the laterality interpretation. The idea is that maybe information processed best by one hemisphere, say the right hemisphere for certain social cues, just doesn't get efficiently shared with the left hemisphere for language processing and integration.
Okay, like a communication breakdown between the sides.
Sort of, yeah. The other idea is about reduced functional processing networks. This suggests the brain, without that main connection, maybe struggles to quickly assemble a large enough network of different brain areas needed to handle the really complex, fast-paced demands of real-time social understanding.
So Either the information isn't shared well, or the overall network isn't firing up effectively enough for these tasks.
Both are plausible explanations, and they might even work together. The study highlights how critical that rapid, widespread brain coordination is for social skills.
It really makes you appreciate the incredible, almost invisible work our brains are doing constantly, just to let us navigate a simple conversation, that seamless integration.
Absolutely. Think about how often you understand someone, not just by their words, but the pause before the words, or the slight shift in their eyes, or the history you share. This research helps us see the underlying machinery, the brain mechanisms that make all that everyday interaction possible, and just how finely tuned it needs to be.